Hartford police arrested 35 protesters outside of the Abraham A. Ribicoff Federal Building and Courthouse today. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, the demonstrators were challenging federal immigration policies and were calling for the abolition of ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
While the protest happened outside, the Ribicoff building went into lockdown. Many of those arrested were hauled away because they had blocked the entrance to the facility, which houses a local ICE office. Here was Lisa Loomis-Davern from Middletown just before she was removed by police.
I have a lot of privilege, and this is how I need to use my privilege to stand up for the people who are in prison that don't belong in prison right now.
While the Hartford demonstration protested the local actions of ICE, many also wanted to keep attention focused on what's happening on the southern border. More than 2,000 migrant children have been separated from their families since the Trump administration began enforcing a zero-tolerance immigration policy in April. Catherine Olawaye is a college student living in East Hartford. Olawaye and her sister held up a sign that read, "No families in cages."
Brown people should not be mass deported, treated unequally because of the color of their skin or like xenophobia and stuff like that. All of this here together today is just trying to, you know, bring light to that and help bring an end to these human rights violations.
The majority of those arrested were charged with breach of peace and trespass. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.